Lowe's knows laundry day should be easy. Achieve maximum versatility with a dryer door that swings open either way, making load transfer from washer to dryer a breeze. Plus, with LG ThinQ, save time by controlling your washer remotely. Shop LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances, today at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
The Mormon mommy bloggers, Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt, having their moment of reckoning in court with a sentencing that equals out to, could be 4 years, could be 60 years. It's four consecutive 15-year sentences of 1 to 15-year sentences. Where that all goes and exactly how much time they'll serve is yet to be seen. But certainly the judge taking it very seriously. Joining me to discuss, attorney Eric Fattis. Bunch of enlighten us a little bit on this, where we're hearing 1 to 15 years per count consecutive. How do they end up determining here the 1 to 15 part of this on each of these counts?
You know, this jurisdiction does it a little differently. In Colorado, the Department of Prisons does not have the discretion to kind of decide where within a range to sentence someone. But here in this case, it appears they do. And so surely they're going to look at a number of factors. The egregiousness of the conduct, that's got to be way up there. Whether these individuals have any criminal history, and I'm not aware of any glaring criminal history for either of them, that's going to bode in their favor. The fact that they allegedly came in and took responsibility, although, you know, it's arguable what their motivations were, that's going to be taken into consideration too. But also just sort of the campaign of torture that these kids had to endure is going to result in some significant prison time. I don't think it's going to be anywhere close to the bare minimum on this one.
Yeah, I mean, so explain that to me, because I didn't quite understand the 1 to 15. It's the prison system that then decides how long we keep you in here? I mean, and what do they base that on? Behavior or is it based more on the merits of the actual case itself and what they've been convicted of?
Yeah, different jurisdictions do it differently, but oftentimes the Bureau of Prisons will monitor an inmate's behavior over time. There's something called good time. There's something called earned time. And different jurisdictions do it differently. But they're going to see how these inmates do in custody, and that could result in some sort of reduction of time on the back end. But certainly, I've got to imagine the merits of the case are going to be considered in determining exactly where within that range these folks actually have to serve a sentence.
Did they play this right? Was it the best move of what they did of making a plea deal here? And then having the judge determine the sentence rather than taking this all the way to a trial at some point?
You know, one thing that the defendants said during their sentencing is they essentially pleaded guilty to take responsibility and to not have the children relive this horrible trauma that they've already had to endure at the hands of the defendants. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
And so, are they taking responsibility? Is that going to give them some kind of benefit with whatever body ultimately decides the amount of years? Probably, to some degree. And it also does not cause that re-traumatization of the victims in the case. And so I think that was their approach to try to gain some points by doing that. And I think it will.
I mean, it was an easy one to read the tea leaves on this. Of like, okay, here's, you want to get less time, here's how you need to present yourself. And it appears that they did listen to the advice of their attorneys as opposed to some of the other cases that we follow where it's like, I can't imagine your attorneys advising you to do this. But it seems in this case, they very much were. Ruby Frankie apologizing. You had mentioned Jody Hildebrandt, Ruby Frankie saying that she apologizes. I'm humbled and willing to serve a prison sentence. for as long as I need. I'm committed to unlearning my toxic behavior. It reads well, looks good on paper. Go, oh, this is a great little statement there. Someone who's capable of doing this sort of thing, though, I mean, can this really be unlearned? It's kind of one of those, how did you learn it to begin with and think that it was good to try and drown your children as a punishment?
Yeah, I mean, this is extreme behavior. This isn't some sort of like, you know, parenting discipline that went a little too far. That this is, like I said, a kind of a campaign of torture over the course mm-hmm. of years, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So can it be unlearned? You know, I'm optimistic about folks. I'm hoping that nearly everyone can be rehabilitated. And I don't think Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrand are exceptions to that. But you've got to imagine there's something deeply ingrained that permitted them to do this. Can that ever be completely eradicated from them? That I'm not sure.
Were they equally accountable on this? I know they both got the exact same sentence. One could argue that maybe one was more of the mastermind in this than the other. And I suppose arguments could be made both ways. But what's your thoughts on that? Was this, obviously it was fair, but should it have been fair? I guess is the question.
Yeah, different legal experts see that issue differently. You know, some say that an accomplice or someone who provides material aid, knowing that this child abuse is going on, is just as culpable as the person who's actually committing the acts. And Jody Hildebrand did admit to actually committing certain acts of child abuse against the kids. So she was she had substantial involvement without question. Mm-hmm. But I think Ruby Frankie is really the ringleader here. She's the mother. And I expected her to get, the book thrown at her a little bit harder than Jody Hildebrand in this scenario. But here we have what appear to be two equal sentences.
Yeah, it was certainly an interesting one to watch. Hopefully they are kept away from any child for a very, very long time going.
Sick of the ads?
We opt too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.